My name is Colin Nolt. I'm 13 years old. Today is November 28th. It's Thanksgiving. I'm speaking with Brian Nolt, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Breckenridge, Colorado. Dad, why is Thanksgiving important to you?
I think you should be thankful for things every day, but I think Thanksgiving is cool because the whole nation sort of comes together and takes a day off. We need our days off, and it's great that everyone can come together on one day just to say thanks. And it's opportunities for families to get together, and it's also important because it helps us to remember our heritage and how the country was founded, you know, for better or for worse. All those things can be talked about. And it's also the start of the holiday season, which is a very special time, I think, for most Americans.
What are you most thankful for?
I am most thankful for my family, particularly our immediate family, and our health.
What do you think some of the most important lessons that you've learned from, like, your family are?
I think you have a tendency to occasionally get in a rut. I think people get in ruts, and I mean, it can make you, that can be the difference between you being happy or not happy as a person. I think it's, lots of times it's tough for people to be happy and satisfied, you know, with the majority of things in their lives. And for me, I think I've learned the biggest support you have is your family. And you don't pick your family's your family. And I think the most important thing I've learned is you need to invest time and energy into your family. And you need to make sure that everyone's on the same page in terms of its importance to everybody. And if you do that, I think you'll be much happier than if you don't. So I've learned from my family to invest in my family, and it makes me happier and them happier.
What do you think your family has to learn from you?
Well, I don't know if there's much more to learn from me for our family, but I would say the most important things are just to learn the importance of a family and the importance of being together and hopefully staying together throughout our lives. You know, personally, things that are important to me that I hope to impart on our family are things like kindness and appreciation for everybody and everything, people, nature, you know, all of those things. Perseverance, the importance of hard work, and the importance of treating people, you know, well in general. I think it's particularly important these days, as we talked about earlier today when we were selling candy bars for the Weeblos, and you could kind of predict what was going to happen in terms of a response that you would get just from the generation. And it was just amazing how pretty much all of the younger people in the millennial group, you know, wouldn't even say no thank you to this, you know, cute little 10-year-old kid trying to sell candy bars. They just walked by with their nose in the air and wouldn't even say anything. And, you know, I hope my family learns from me that you can't go through life that way. If you try to, you're not going to be happy.
So, you've obviously, like, done all this stuff to create a happy family where we try to all get along with each other. But when you were about my age, like a teenager, did you think that you wanted to have a family?
I had no idea at that point in time what I was going to do, and I came from a broken family. Broken, where, you know, my mom, I think, when I was your age, she had been divorced once or twice, and, you know, both my sisters were older, they'd both been divorced as well, and so, I don't know, man, when I was your age, I would, you know, came from a broken home, and we were poor. And I think all I cared about at that point was girls, having fun, and making sure that I had a better life for myself than the one that my parents had provided for me, because we didn't have any of that.
Do you think that you work so hard for your family because you had kind of a... like a, I guess, rough family when you were a kid?
Yeah, I think that's certainly part of it. And I have an appreciation for the importance of that. And just knowing how, you know, how painful it was and how, you know, how much it hurt for me. It wasn't going to be okay for me to live that way, you know, with my kids. And when I decided to marry mom, I waited until I knew I was ready. I was ready to be married. I was ready to have a monogamous marriage. And I was certain that I wanted, you know, the same thing she wanted, and that was to raise a family. But I'm also just a driven person. So, you know, I'm going to work hard at anything and everything every time and do my best always. But yeah, that certainly influenced me.
Do you ever feel like you're not spending enough time with your family or working hard enough for your family?
I never feel like I'm not working hard enough. And I've, you know, I'm a physician, and so we work harder than anybody. You know, I for decades worked 100 to 120 hours a week, and even after you were born, you're our oldest child. I definitely was working too much and wasn't around as much, and I think that's what motivated me to sort of tweak things and find a way to spend more time. And just because you have it available doesn't mean that you'll use it, though. And, you know, sometimes you can find yourself in a bit of a rut.
So you've obviously gone through a lot, and you've overcome a lot. But what do you think the biggest challenge that you've faced has been?
Well, my answer right now is different than it would have been a couple of months ago. I think that the most difficult thing I've ever faced in my life was when Connor, your little brother, was diagnosed with cancer of the spinal cord. And being a doctor, and being the first one, you know, being a person that found it and diagnosed it and saw the images, you know, I thought the very worst. It looked like it was going to be the worst possible outcome from that. And in the end, it turned out to be the best. But just working through, you know, several weeks of not knowing what was up and just betting on the probabilities that it was going to be horrific, and, you know, watching him suffer and go through the pain and the recovery, and now obviously he's doing great and the outcome's going to be great and we're going to get him cured, but that's the hardest thing I've ever gone through in my life.
How do you think that everything we went through with Connor, all his surgeries and treatments and stuff, has brought our family closer together?
Yeah, I think it definitely has. I think it just shakes your foundation when something like that happens, and I think you retreat or revert to your safety zones, and you need support, and you need to lean on the best, strongest things you have to lean on for support. And for us, that's our family. And it certainly made me stop and, you know, stop pitying myself for petty little things day to day, and focus on what in my heart is most important, and that's our family.
How would you want your family, after you die, how would you want your family to remember you?
I would want you guys to remember me as your dad, and I would want your mom to remember me as her soulmate, and I would hope that you, when you thought of me, would think that I was successful, and, you know, being the best dad I could be and the best husband I could be, and everything else I think you already know. I mean, you know, the things that are important to me, I mentioned before, and you guys know what's important to me. The thing I would hope that you would forget about me is my greatest weakness, which is sometimes having a lack of patience and having a short fuse and things like that. And when I don't manage any situation with grace, I always regret it.
What would you want your children and your grandchildren and everyone, I guess, that kind of came after you, what would you want them to know?
I would hope that when they thought of me, they had happy thoughts. And I would hope that, you know, so you're talking about what kind of legacy do you leave behind? And, you know, I would hope that my legacy would be one of providing and setting a good example, and having everyone be equipped to handle whatever life throws at them. But I would hope that I showed them an example of how to be happy. And anytime they were feeling like they weren't happy, they could look back to the memory of me and say, you know what, this guy went through this stuff and he was happy, and I'm programmed to be that way too. So you know what, I'm just going to be happy.
What are your expectations for me and Connor and Mom?
Well, let's start with the easy one first. That's Mom. I just expect her to put in to our marriage and family as much as I do, and she does. I expect a monogamous marriage, and we've been lucky enough to have that. And, you know, I expect her to take care of you guys and take care of me just the way that I would take care of you guys and take care of her. For you guys, expectations and hopes, you know, I hope you guys are happy. I don't care what you do with your lives, but I just want you to be happy and find success at whatever level fits you. We're lucky because we have a lot, and we have things that I didn't have growing up, and you guys are going to be okay. So you don't have to go to an Ivy League school or work yourself to death. I just want you guys to be well-rounded and enjoy life. And what I expect from you guys is I expect you to be fair be fair to people, treat them well, appreciate them, appreciate everything around you, you know, earth, nature, society, and be respectful to other people and everything around you.
Who do you think has taught you the most in your life?
I don't know. I feel like I've learned most things the hard way, to be honest with you. I think I learned from my dad how to be happy, because he's just kind of a happy guy. I learned from my mom how to be organized, and I think also how to be able to take things one day at a time when things are at their very worst, and that's the only way to get through them. Beyond that, you know, I've had some mentors in the past. Before I went to medical school, I worked at a college as a recruiter, and I learned an immense amount from the dean of student life there named Pat Bosco. He taught me a lot about people, sales, real world stuff. It was eye-opening for me. Man, I just have had too many people to mention that I train under in my training, you know, because medical training is so long. But I learned, I think I learned a lot in little bits from a whole lot of places and not any one main place other than my parents.
So you've gone through a lot of stuff and you've had a lot of experiences. And it sounds like at some points you had enough support, but at other times it sounds like you didn't really have all the support you needed. So when have you felt the most alone in your lifetime?
I think I probably felt the most alone when my parents got divorced when I was little. I think I was like 9, and that just really upended what I thought my world was. We went from a mom, a dad, a kid, and you know, two older kids who had really just kind of left the house because they were old enough to not knowing where we were going, you know, and my parents split up and fought and used me as a weapon against the other, and I lived with my mom, and she barely had a job, you know, and it was tough. I think that was probably the most alone I felt. The other time probably worth mentioning is early medical school, when the weight of the world was on my shoulders, you know, because I had incurred an really insurmountable volume of debt, and I knew I had to make it in medical school. And the first day of medical school, they told us, hey, congratulations, you're a medical student. Medical students read 5 times faster than the average American or whatever, and at the rate you guys read, you can get through about half of your assigned reading per day. So, you know, you just basically crawled into a cubicle and studied. And so we were all alone, you know, in our own way. And I definitely remember feeling alone at that point in time.
Do you think there was like a common idea or skill that helped you get through events like medical school and the divorce of your parents?
I think, you know, when my parents got divorced, I wasn't equipped with the skill set to get through it well. say I flailed through that. And then with medical school, I would say, you know, it was just my determination. I mean, you know, when I set my mind to something, I will not accomplish it. That and necessity, because I didn't have a choice. But when I decided that medical school was the way I was going to go, and you take out that first chunk of debt, there's really no way to pay back my undergrad and all my medical school debt. So I didn't have a choice. I had to get through and excel.
Well, I think that me and Connor and Mom and all your sisters and your parents, and even not even just people in your family, but all of our friends and people we know are really, I guess, inspired by you and proud of what you've accomplished. And I think we would want you to know that, I guess, we trust you, and you don't need to worry about letting us down, and that we love you.
That's really nice of you to say that, Colin.
This was the great Thanksgiving listen, and thank you, Dad.
Thank you, buddy.